Watching Ben versus Everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Hamish and Andy podcast. ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's been a while, but you're with Mitch and Ben, mate. How you going?
Mate, going off. Good to be back.
It's been a little bit. We've been busy boys.
We've had a hiatus. It's probably 3-4 weeks since we've released an episode.
We thought, let's see how these cunts miss us. Maybe they'll start giving us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Apparently, none of yous are fucking... Not enough yous. Not none of yous.
Not enough yous.
We need 10, apparently. I looked it up.
Really?
We need 10. I have a shout out to a new listener. An old manager of mine. We'll call him Mr. Griffiths. No. Adam G.
I'm going to have to go and edit that last name out, aren't I?
Nah, he's cool. He won't give a fuck. He doesn't work for me anymore anyway, yeah. So fuck him.
What's his address?
Work for me. He used to work for him. His address. I don't know where he lives, actually. Never shared with me. Never invited me around. Fucking
what a bitch.
Yeah, it was a bit of a bitch. Fuck you, Griffo. Nah, I love you. I miss you, Griffo. Anyway, that's his shout out. He rang me out the other day. I was ignoring his phone calls. Because apparently I never saved his number in the whole time he worked. I was like, I don't know. He's ringing my work phone. I'm like, I don't know this number. He's like, I've never changed it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I've gotten like 5 phone calls from, Eddie. And every time I'm like, never save her number. So every time she calls, it's like, hello?
Yeah, I've got a couple in there that I've got to go back through the message history. And be like, who is this? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And then I'll figure it out from there. I could just save them, but I just don't. But anyway, Shout out to Griffo. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And everyone else, thanks for listening. Let's get into it. We'll real quick as well, we're going to start the plugs here. November 27th at the Stag and Hunter, 1 week, and this episode will be out before then, so
all right.
The 27th, 6 p.m. I'm doing a charity show. Eddie and I have put together the annual Movember show again, so
to help those men who can't grow mustaches.
Yep, me
because
included.
Of their prostate cancer.
Me included. This little fucking slug under my nose. You can barely see it.
Little cookie duster.
It's fucking. Oh man, I've written a joke for it.
Nice.
So that's all right. But anyway, it's just mostly about me looking like a pedophile. November 27th, 6 p.m. Check it out on my socials.
Is this the third one we've done? It's
the third, yeah.
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 And they're always a fucking cracking night. Like last year was fucking unreal. Wasn't without a bit of controversy as well.
They always are.
But they are legitimately a great night, and they're just full of killers. So
yeah,
get around it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the Movember show has claimed the career of 2 comedians.
Yes. Who will it be this year?
Yeah.
I also have a charity show I'd like to plug, actually. December 17th.
Yeah.
Me, Ronan and Bishop, as long as those two don't back out. We're doing a charity fundraiser for some fella, Tony Meldrum. He's got brain cancer or something. Help raise some money for his medical bills and whatnot and help him fight the good fight. So I'm at the Gallipoli Club, December 17th. There's fucking auctions, bands, comedy. Comedy's what you really care about. Fucking. So yeah, if anyone's interested in that one too, get around that.
Oh man, my cancer joke would have went real well at that gig.
No, I heard there might be some Knights players there, so I've invited the two guys who might like to meet Knights players in my mind. So
yeah,
no, whether or not there is, I don't fucking know. But
that's all right. You just overlook your old mate Mitch for gigs. That's all right. I see how it is.
Oh, yes.
I see how it is. Yeah. What date is that? The 19th of December.
No, that's my birthday. Oh. December 17th.
December 17th.
If you want to come see me on December 19th and give me a complimentary birthday rim draw.
Ooh. Oh, it's a Monday,
I'll
too.
I'll partake.
You get a Monday off.
I've got a Monday off.
Fuck yeah. That's good.
I'm working it. That's really good. We get our birthdays off through NHS, but I'm working it. I'm using that leave in the Christmas break. No one cares about this, though. Fucking.
Anyway, moving on to news. Because we've had plenty to choose from, but one of the ones I found today... is a Israeli man was arrested for trying to kill then fuck his sister.
In that order?
Yep.
Doing it the wrong way, bro.
Also, killing her is bad enough. You could have left the fucking bit out. Yeah. Like, you could have, like...
Yeah, like... plenty of people have killed their sister. You'd be like, oh, dude, like, maybe she was a bitch. But when you start fucking, everyone's like, you're the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
What do you do in that interrogation? They're like, all right, so we found all of this evidence.
Tried to fuck is interesting, too.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, but he tried.
He was gonna. Yeah.
When they burst in on him just before.
I don't know. But, you're already going to jail. You're already going to jail for planning to murder your sister. Don't add incest. Like, just leave that bit out.
Yeah, you're going to need some interrogation. You're going to need some cred when you go to jail.
Yeah.
And you don't want incest being on your fucking...
No, you do not.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I'd love to say only in Israel, too, but... It's not.
It's not.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be in America. One of the southern states in America. Yeah,
it's always the southern states. Alabama.
Alabama. Louisiana. Hot damn.
It's just the order that gets me on that one.
Yep. You just like kill then fuck. I mean,
you could get rid of the evidence or...
Yeah. You could, add more.
Or you could create another...
Yeah.
Scenario. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, he shot his shot.
Points
for him.
Another one. Woman decapitates church friend over home renovation fight. Now, you've done renos.
Oh.
With your missus.
They're a nightmare.
Yeah.
They're very frustrating.
Yeah.
And honestly, the block and all that make it look way too easy.
They really do.
But, okay. Wasn't an accident.
No.
Yeah, women aren't great on tools. She might have just had the fucking...
The fucking handsaw's going a bit crazy.
Yeah, yep. The fucking circ saw. She's fucking...
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to cut each other's hair. They're like, oh,
my
God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. They're from church as well. Yeah. So, can you imagine that? Two girls, the girls. Oh, man. Imagine how that renovation had have started. They're all excited. They're getting along. They're taking on each other's opinions very openly.
I hope it by renovation, it's just like they were trying to put on a doorstop.
Something super simple.
Super simple.
So I just need a hand hanging these curtains.
Renovations. Yeah, as you fucking...
I'm telling you, Julie, it's crooked. Fuck you, Beverly. Hold the fucking chair.
No, you're like, you know how heated renovations can get.
Yeah.
Like, place looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Church people are insane. They're some of the most, like, unforgiving cunts.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Decapitation. Like, she...
Cut her fucking head off over a renovation.
Like, at what point do you think maybe I should stop? Like,
yeah. Oh. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe just leave.
Yeah.
Just insane. I want to know. I want to know what...
Were they partners or were they just friends?
They were just friends. So friends from church.
Did the homeowner cut the other one's head off?
No idea. I'd have to...
Did you read the fucking article?
No.
God damn it, Mitchell.
It was just a funny
headline.
You're
going to get details for us.
I could find it, but it's too late.
I love the idea of like the non-homeowner getting that heated.
Yeah.
But the windows that aren't at her house, she just takes their head off. Like.
Yeah. Like, I've been in situations where people will like jump in for no reason. Like, I remember this one time. I was around at Dad's and we're loading up a trailer and this fucking clearly disabled dude, like he's very clearly just like he was talking very weird, like you know, he had that voice, and so anyway, so I'm there fucking dealing with these ratchet straps and he walks up and he's like, oh, yeah, I work with ratchet straps every day, mate. This is how you work them. I'm like, I don't need your help. They're just tangled. It just takes time. Like, yeah. I'm just standing here minding my own business. I'm like, it's okay, mate. And eventually I had to just be like, it's okay. I've got it. Like, just leave me alone. Like, yeah. Just go away.
Fuck. I hate those people who have done, like, heaps of jobs because they're probably shit at them. But they're, like, they just insist on, like, if what you're doing has any relevance to a job they've had in the past, they just be like, oh, I used to fucking, yeah, let me fucking, you know, tell you
yeah.
how to do it. Yeah. Like, can't fuck off. Like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, I'm painting my house. Well, I'm a taxi driver and I once gave a lift to a painter.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, well, get that bloke. Bring him over here.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to talk to you, you fuck.
Dude, yeah. Yeah. Tanya's boss is opening up another cafe at the moment and they had to put up newspapers on the windows. Because people just kept fucking interrupting.
Yeah, kept looking.
Like, they're in there, like, building the store, so yeah. Repainting. They're fucking busy. And, yeah, people just knock on the window and interrupt boss. And like, oh, how's it going? Like, fucking boss was literally fucking lining the windows with newspaper as someone's fucking knocked on the door and opened it. And be like, oh, what are you doing?
She's people like, love oh. renovations, man. They're so gay for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the idea of getting something new and building something new. And there's probably
but
something...
But even if it's not your renovation, people love to see how it's going.
Yeah.
Like people are like, oh, yeah. How's it going? Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking don't want any of that smoke. No. I, like, we want to... It's the dream. Oh, bloody renovate the house. All that stuff. But dealing with, like, Tanya. Tanya and I don't argue. Right. Very little. Yeah. Like, we definitely don't, like, raise our voices. We've got a really, really, like, lucky relationship in that. And I think a week into renovations, we'd be divorced.
Yeah, right.
Like, straight up. Like, it just wouldn't work.
So, I was the same. My missus was, like, real stressed about, like, especially when it came to painting.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, is this all right? And I'm like, look, it looks better than it did. And it's paint. You can fix paint. Like,
yeah.
Don't show it. So, give it a fucking go. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a painter. Just fucking, just slap it on there and if it's fucked, we'll fix it later. Like,
yeah.
You know, the bathroom, we've got to fucking, we gave up on because we had fucking leaks and whatnot. So, we've got to go around and touch it all up again and whatnot. Mm. But it's fucking paint on, like, wall paint on the corners and shit like that. Like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's all right. We'll fix it up later. It's fucking, it all come out in the wash. Like, don't stress.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't stress. And then I hit her.
And you fucking hit her in case she's naughty later on.
Yeah, that's right. Like, this is just in case you fuck up. Yeah.
Just to remind you what happens.
Yeah. Don't stress because you're getting your punishment now.
Yeah.
So you can go the rest of it, fuck up as many times as you want.
Yep.
You've been dealt.
Yeah, you've copped your flogging.
You've copped your flogging. Now you don't have to stress about copping your flogging for fucking up. Oh, women, they're nervous wrecks.
Mate, yeah. Yeah, I... absolutely could not renovate a home with Tanya.
I don't think you could renovate either. Didn't you have a hole in your shower for like 2 years that you just put a bag over?
Yeah, yeah. It worked too. The people who, when I actually finally got a real man out to fix my shower, he's like, holy shit. He goes, the bag worked. I was like, how long did you have it there? Oh, like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. Holy shit, the bag worked. I was like, yeah.
He's added that to his list of fucking fixer-uppers.
Yeah, exactly. I had to get a bloke out to... I got... because I went to do it. Like, I went to fix it. And then I was like, I don't have, like, the fucking proper tools to be able to do this. And I'm useless.
Yeah, that's a lot of my problem too.
Yeah, like I am just fucking useless. So I was just like, I'll just get someone else. So I had to... I got fucking Mark Beatty out to do the shower.
Yeah.
Like he repatched the shower and then about 6 months later
great I finally comic, got not someone. Around much no more.
Yeah, he's doing a psych degree.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fucking gonna
what a fucking loser.
Gonna go do comedy psychology.
Yeah, fucking there's no future in psychology.
Bet it all on comedy.
All on comedy, Mark. I'm a fucking loser.
Yeah. It's way funner to be a comedian than it is...
a psychologist.
Yeah. And you get to speak to crazy people all day in either job, so it's fine.
Exactly right.
I've met some fucking insane people doing comedy. Some proper...
in the crowd or other comics?
Other comics and the crowd. Like, just some of the fucking craziest people ever.
Bunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, got a friend of mine. She's doing comedy for the very first time this Tuesday. I helped her write a set. yeah. I didn't help her with any of her punchlines or anything like that. Right. I just shortened her jokes for her and punched them up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
All of that. But I had to so I'm like, all right, I'll help you. That's totally fine. I said, but when I'm explaining this stuff, I said, you've got to understand that I'm probably autistic. So I'm just giving you points and they're very blunt and they're not meant to hurt your feelings, but they very well might. And then like just went through, cut out the majority of the words that she was saying, all of that stuff. And then like towards the end, she's like, oh, I really wanted to leave this bit in. I'm like, you can. I said, it's your set. It's like, it's fine, but I'm just, this is the rules. It's just my autism. Like, it's like fucking shorten here, shorten here, shorten in here.
We had a couple of newbies last week, actually.
Yeah.
At least two, possibly three, but yeah, at least two.
Yeah.
It's good to see. So,
yeah.
Yeah, hopefully she goes well.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon she will. I'll read the set out to you.
Yeah, right.
Afterwards.
And I'll do it here. Fucking.
Yeah. I'll use Tanya as like a gauge for all my jokes. She's got a really good sense of humor.
Yeah.
And if she laughs and says yes, I would say 99 times out of 100, it's going to do well on stage. And she'll be like, ah, it's kinda. I read the set out to her and she was laughing.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah. Nice. It's going to be.
Your friend who's giving it a go, is she funny?
Yeah, she's funny. Like, she's naturally, like, she's naturally very, funny. Like, yeah, I'd say so. I think she...
Is she definitely a woman? I think she's got something tucked in, Mitchell. No, they're a funny woman. Yeah. We joke. Yeah. There's just not many. But
All right. Moving on to Wake Up to Yourself this week. I've got one. People with loud cars who rev them at like all times of the day in public. Just like shut up.
Gets me harder than a woodpecker's lips hearing some cunt fucking smashed a six of their inline four.
I'm writing a new joke on it actually. And it's just like the only people who are actually impressed with that stuff are other dudes.
And those dudes are terrible.
Yeah, and they're all like, yeah, exactly. So it's just like, oh, fuck, cunt, shut up. No one cares.
The only reaction you'll hear, if you get any at all from revving your engine, is you'll just hear some cunt go, family.
Yeah.
That's about the best you can hope for.
Family.
Like, unless you've, like, if you've got a beast of a car, I get it, because, like, I'll fucking appreciate it if you give it a little. But if you've just got a Commodore or a Falcon or fucking, what's the Subi? Fucking Impreza.
Yeah.
Or fuck, you know, fuck, go fuck yourself.
Like, yeah.
If it's just a stock stand and fucking, you know, they're the worst. Anyway, this is yours.
No, you're 100% correct, though. It's just like, you fucking, if you want attention, do what we do. Go do stand-up comedy.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's that fucking... There's a little thing in some humans' brains that goes, I like being the center of attention and I like everyone paying attention to me. And I understand that as a comedian. But it's also really fucking annoying when I'm trying to order a coffee in the main street of the town and you just hear, wah! Like at 9 o'clock in the morning for no reason other than... You can do it.
Yeah.
Like, shut up, cunt.
And it's always like the worst attempt at a burnout.
Yeah.
It's like if you're just revving it fair, like, yeah, whatnot. But if you're gonna do a burnout, do a fucking burnout. Don't just fucking, like, go hard in the paint.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't just give it a little then wuss out and go,
A little squeak of the tires. Yeah.
Like, leave some rubber on the road, cunt. Smoke them up. Like, if not, don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to promise me a burnout, give me one. Or fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do you get guys who will fucking go around and do donuts and try and drift if it rains around here?
No, not really. I think they all go over to the Heads.
Yeah, that's what happens at my place. Like, there's the other side, you know, the road that I live on.
Yeah.
It kind of like splits the town in two, essentially. Yes.
What address is that again?
It's in Tanilba Bay. If you Google Maps it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a big, like, circle. And every time it rains, cunts are just, like, fucking out in the cars, going and drifting.
Smoking in the gutters.
Yeah, they do. And every time, like, because it's along the straight as well, people fucking gun it up my road. It's like every now and then someone on a motorbike will crash. And you're like, ah, there is a God.
A lot of motorbike accidents up your way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was just talking about one before. Someone I know who had a prang on their bike as well.
Stop at Tanilba Bay.
Yeah. Well, I saw bikers riding. When I was driving out here, there was like a big group of motorbike riders. And like a bunch of them, they were turning left to Beresfield.
Yep.
And a bunch of them weren't paying attention. So, like, three of them just had to, like, cut across two lanes of traffic to make the Beresfield turn off. I was like, fuck, cunts. That's how you die.
That's like, exactly how you die.
Yeah. Like, oh, well. You got to wake up to yourself?
I do. Qatar.
Qatar, the country?
Yeah. The World Cup was going on.
Yeah.
Like, these fucking... One, it's corrupt as fuck. You know, it was like they bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they've bought this World Cup. They're playing it in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Where it's fucking like temperatures are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like 50 degrees.
Yeah, people are fucking lining up for fucking 2 hours in queues in extreme heat and whatnot.
Yeah.
But then these geniuses, 2 days before, so I think it starts today actually. And then, so on Friday, they were like, we're not going to serve alcohol at any of the events. We think it'll make it more enjoyable. Have you watched a game of soccer, Mitchell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last time I watched a full game of soccer or football, I had to get fucking drunk and stoned out of my brain.
Yeah, you know, like, you know why soccer's so big? Because everyone over in England is fucking drunk all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's fucking...
Yeah.
Like, I played soccer. I don't... Like, the World Cup's kind of interesting, but if you're... Like, because you've got the top of the top.
Yeah.
But anything under that, it's like... Mate, that's not the most action-packed game. You need something that helps make it exciting.
Like, yeah.
Also, the main sponsor for the World Cup, you want to have it as a guess who that might be? Budweiser.
I knew it was going to be an alcohol.
Yeah, Budweiser.
So Budweiser.
So apparently they put up a tweet like on Friday being like, what? So they're sponsoring a dry World Cup.
Yeah, fuck, that is so funny. Whose idea is that?
They've openly, and it's been acknowledged, like, and they've had multiple people fucking just die building these stadiums over there because they bought the World Cup to begin with.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they haven't, like, the time of year, it's insanely hot.
Yeah.
They're also like, oh, all the wives and girlfriends, like, can't wear half the shit they want to wear.
Yeah, no.
And then they're like, also, we think it'd be more enjoyable if everyone was sober.
Yeah.
Are you... Fuck you, Qatar. Like, I fucking hope Putin just has enough of the Ukraine and he's like, fuck this, I'm firing my missile. He fires his nuke, it hits a goose and just ricochets into Qatar. That's what I fucking hope happens. I hope Qatar gets hit with fucking Putin's missile.
Oh, dude. Fucking just 3 days out. That is the ultimate troll.
Yeah.
Right there.
They knew that.
We bought your game, and now we're going to fuck your game.
Yeah. They always knew they were going to do it, because it's a fucking, like, it's pretty, like, there's that, I go over there, but it's, like, real strict how you can, you
know. Oh, yeah.
There's, like, certain places, and they're few and far between, and then there's home. And if you're, like, caught in public drunk, you can go to prison.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking not like, oh, I just take him home. No, it's fucking prison time.
Yeah.
It's jail time.
Yeah.
It's fucking... They knew. They're like, we're going to get rid of this.
Yeah.
And the fucking World Cup, the FIFA let it happen anyway. So, fucking... Should be FIFA, actually.
Fuck FIFA. FIFA are corrupt as well.
Yeah, fuck, they are. Fuck FIFA and Qatar. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
That's my wake up yourself.
Perfect. We got some masturbators next.
Also, if you have any debate topics you would like us to debate, feel free to send them in.
Yeah, 100%.
It helps because sometimes they're hard to write.
Yeah, I was supposed to come up with one. All right, we got number 13.
Number 13. Tennis is pretty gay.
All right. You're the affirmative.
All right. Tennis is really fucking gay.
All right.
One, women play it. Two,
that. All right.
Women are good at it. So, yeah, it's obviously a sport for lesbians. No, that's irrelevant. No. Have you seen some of the outfits these blokes get around into? Like the fucking, the fluoro pink and the fucking, the short shorts. But what makes it the most gay in general is just the noises they make when they hit the ball. It sounds like just dudes at a gay orgy just, it's like some dude just backing up on a dick for the first time. And he just keeps wussing out an inch in, so he has to start over again, and he just never builds up that elasticity that you need to just be a good gay. they're the worst. They're
Ben, speaking from experience.
Yes.
Ben, the perfect example of a good gay.
Yes. Damn straight I am.
Yeah.
I'm a power bottom son. No, they're just, it's just a terrible sport. It's the outfits are gay. They make gay noises.
Yeah.
They're just the most effeminate men. And the women are butch. They're huge gay women.
All right. I don't think tennis is gay, specifically because there's mixed doubles. There's mixed doubles. So men and women can play together. There's some fucking smoke shows who play tennis. There are some ladies on the more muscular side, but there's also
they're threatening to me.
Yeah, but there's also those, like, there's a bunch of like Eastern Europeans, blonde hair, fucking insane. It's insane. And Roger Federer fucks women.
Allegedly.
If you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars and you're not openly gay, you're fucking women. Yeah, he's fucking. And he's fucking supermodels. Like, he's going to Northern Italy. He's going to Milan. And he's fucking women.
Is he married or not?
I don't know. Hope not. Hope not.
Yeah.
Tennis
I'm sure the Fed dogs fucking slayed some puss.
Oh, yeah.
But without that $100 million behind him, they're not touching him.
He's tall. He's handsome. He's got one strong arm. Oh, that dude just looked like a chronic masturbator.
He gives him the backhand.
Oh, yeah. Mean backhand.
Oh, they'd be good at smacking ass, eh?
Oh, dude.
They'd get some purchase on that.
It'd be insane. It'd be insane. All right. Moving on to masturbates.
Right, no, we just did masturbate.
Sorry, not masturbates. Wrong answers only.
All right. I got one for you.
All right.
Got one sent in. All right.
Perfect.
Where are we?
Who sent this in?
I'll tell you. Okay, so I am sexually attracted to a coworker. I don't desire a relationship in any way, but rather just a fun-filled one-night stand. Where it gets complicated is I'm his supervisor, and I don't want to jeopardize my job. What should I do?
So this is a female.
Sent in by G-Pell.
G-Pell. This wasn't Ronan, was it?
No, I made it up.
All right, you wanna sexually harass one of? All right, so you're all right.
Shoot your shot, G. I just wanted to stitch you up and go for another one.
That is funny. All right, so what you want to do, so you clearly their supervisor, so there's you need to establish consent. So what you want to do is you want to buy, it's a drug called ketamine. You want to slip that in their drink. It's going to make him a lot more open to ideas.
Yeah.
And a lot weaker physically as well. He's not going to be able to defend himself as much. you know, I would probably classic prepare with some stuff. Yeah, defending. Prepare with some jiu-jitsu as well. Yeah. Yeah, work on your top game. And then you don't want any
game if you're that way inclined.
Yeah, yeah, and you've got to make sure you don't catch feelings. So beat the fucking shit out of them so that they, you know, they have a healthy respect for you. Yeah,
and they know what's coming their way if they talk.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then just get in, get it done, you know. Get in, get it done, and then you don't make eye contact at the next team meeting. That's how I would handle that. What about you?
I don't know. no, I just did a stitch up.
It's hard for us to come up with advice for this one because people don't want to fuck us.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Is he a heavy sleeper?
Yeah, if he's got sleep apnea, it's real easy to sneak into the room over that buzzing noise.
Mm.
Yeah, that's...
you want to watch lots of Ninja Turtles. Not to, you know, help allure the kids in, but you just want to learn how to, you know, be a phantom. Disappear. How to be somewhere and then not.
Yeah.
Instantly. So yeah. If he's a heavy sleeper and you have mastered the art of ninjutsu, I'd say just go shoot your shot, G.
Sneak in. Borrow their car keys for an hour over lunch and quickly cut the house keys for them.
I don't think they have car keys. I don't think they have licenses.
All right, that's the podcast, everyone. Please check us out on social media, Ben McLennan Comedy. I saw one of your TikToks the other day, man. Very funny, very funny. So,
fuck, which one was it?
None
of them are funny.
Nah, man, it was good. It was the music one that you cut in the song.
Oh, yeah. No, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, that was very good. That was very good. So yeah, check out Ben McLennan Comedian on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, especially and Instagram. YouTube. Especially YouTube. You can see my semi-active Instagram account, Mitch Coyne Comedian, where I post photos of food and gigs coming up. We have the 17th of December at what club was it again, Ben? Your charity?
The Gallipoli Club.
Yeah, the Gallipoli Club. Glippity. It just sounds like a funny, zany little place to go nowadays. Glippity. Gallipoli Club. What suburb's that in?
Hamilton.
Yeah, and you can check me out hosting on the 27th of November, 6 p.m. at the Stag and Hunter for the annual Movember show. Me and Bradley are going to be hosting that one. Plus all up-and-coming comedians, Joel Pearce, one of them, Bobby Sandu.
Nice.
We got Frankie Fierce on, who's very, very funny. She was on our How to Not Comedy podcast as well. So was Joel, so was Bradley. So a couple of OGs from the Newcastle scene. Can't wait. So check us out on Facebook and Insta. All right, that's the pod. Love yous. Bye. Mwah.
Mitch and Ben versus everything.